The term eternal life is very well known to Christians. It's contained in the most well-known verse, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Because of that phrase, we tend to think of eternal life as simply being life after this life, life after death, life that goes on and never ends. And that is true, but that is missing a huge part of what eternal life means in the Bible. The Greek term for eternal life literally means life of the age. And it's referring to the age to come that is inaugurated by Christ's resurrection, but will be culminated by the great resurrection on the last day, which will also be the culmination and full realization of the new heavens and the new earth, so that all vestiges of the curse and sin are gone, and now God's will is done on earth exactly as it is in heaven. Now, it is correct to speak of eternal life as life that will never end, but that's something that's really assumed in the Bible. The Bible does not speak of any humans ceasing to exist, but rather continuing on either in a state of justification and glorification or in a state of condemnation and punishment. As Jesus himself said, the day is coming when the dead will hear and will rise up from the graves, those who have done good to a resurrection of life, those who have done evil to a resurrection of condemnation. The part of eternal life that we usually miss is the part that the Bible really emphasizes, and that is the quality of that life, the quality of the life of the age to come. Not its quantity. Its quantity, its ongoing, that it never ends, is taken for granted. Specifically, eternal life, life of the age, is life that is suited to the age to come, the age of the resurrection, and the full realization of the new heavens and the new earth. It is a life of a quality that is suited to the very presence of God, to full glorification, and to the new heavens and the new earth. The Apostle John says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, "Beloved, now we are children of God, but it has not yet appeared what we shall be." He's referring to that life of the age to come. We don't know exactly what that looks like. But we know that when he appears, we will be like him because we will see him just as he is. So we will be fully conformed to the life that the Lord Jesus now enjoys in his resurrection body, life in the very presence of God. That is the life we will have. So when you hear eternal life, don't just think in terms of, yeah, life everlasting, life that never ends. Think about the other side of that coin. Think about the quality of that life, which we will then experience.